Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was hell or hell.
Lemon face. Lemon face. All right.
Ugh.
Cool.
Cool.
That's fucking cool.
Should we do it?
Yeah.
Don't chew too loud.
Oh, yeah. It's always something. I need to...
Focus.
I need the edge.
You need the edge.
Before I forget, do we have anything we're going to do next week? We could do that Along Came the Devil.
No, let's do ghost stories.
Oh, gotcha. Let me put that on the thing before
ghost
I forget.
Ghost stories next week, dude. What's ghost stories?
Damn. Bitch. I don't even know, bitch.
Damn, bitch.
It's an anthology.
I don't even know, bitch.
Ghost stories. Did I add that to the drive already? No.
But I have a copy of it.
Okay.
Yeah, you're fine. I'll send one over to you.
It's I'm on so my happy. Plex. They had right now a trial thing at Costco for kombucha.
Mm-hmm.
6 packs of this for $10. I got fucking 4 6-packs.
Jesus.
These things are fucking $3 each.
You made a killing.
Yeah. I'm a fucking capitalist.
All right, let's do this.
That came... That had nothing to do with what you're talking about.
No, it's good. I'm leaving it in.
Yeah. When you don't have booze or anything.
Come booze.
It's pretty nice.
How many of those would you have to drink to like get like...
Do we have booze?
Like 30.
I always got bourbon for you. You want some bourbon?
You guys should fucking drink. Yeah, do it. Yeah, good.
We should fuck and drink.
You guys should fuck and
How
drink.
How are you wearing leg prisons, dog? It is way too fucking hot for that shit.
It's not that hot, man.
You guys should do some fucking...
It's not that hot.
You guys should do some smack.
How often do you see George in a fucking tank top and he's like, it's not that hot?
Yeah, it was hot.
I didn't know he had upper arms for the first 3 years we were friends. I never saw him. He sees mine all the time.
Yeah.
I got to stop wearing fucking...
I was hesitant to come in here with this. I'm the same way.
Oh, no. I mean, I don't give a shit. I'll wear them anyways. But I mean, when I wear them to clinicals, like I have my scrubs over the top. So like the sweat just goes straight into my scrubs. So I can't wear them for a couple days in a row.
Right.
Which I normally do because I sit on my ass in an air-conditioned room.
Well, Templeton Rye.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
The good stuff.
Dude, I'll bring it out whatever.
Oh, it says the good stuff.
Oh. I'll bring it out.
It tells you it's the good stuff. Oh, real quick, what should I send John? We're doing like we're just going to start doing a whiskey or bourbon, or, you know, like a whiskey exchange every few months.
Who? So,
John in Ireland.
Oh.
So he wants a bourbon, but I don't know what to send him. Like we're shooting in the $40 to $50 range.
Either Bullet? No, not Bullet. A Blanton's. That little globy one that we've had.
Okay.
That one. $40?
Yeah, it's like 40 or 50.
Yeah, the Blanton's is a good little bourbon.
Okay.
Yeah.
I forgot what Ollie was suggesting, but she also said that she was the one who suggested that song from Danny for our theme song.
She may have.
Yeah, I was like, I don't remember. And she's like, of course you don't remember because it was me. And I'm like, fuck, all right, okay.
Well, it also has been 5 years.
Yeah,
so
I don't remember shit
knows that
happened yesterday. The only thing I remember is saying, yeah, this would be perfect because Danny takes this little pause right here so we could split it and then front, back, boom. That's all I remember. Front, back, boom.
God damn it.
What you do, dog?
Nothing. Put the wrong fucking picture is what I did.
What the fuck is a Shura?
Can you believe that? Can you believe it?
You fucked it, dude.
Would you just look at it?
Look at what?
You gotta watch that
what
video.
What the fuck is a Shura?
That's all we say at that fucking place.
You guys in your fucking memes, man. I can't handle it.
It's some Islamic holiday.
All right, let's do it.
The Islamic holiday?
That too. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Who Goes There podcast, episode 173. This is Jorge.
This is your overweight champion of the world, Matt.
This is Rhett.
Oh, one of these days you'll hit it.
I don't know.
One of these days you're gonna introduce yourself and be like, "Good job."
This is Rhett.
This is Rhett.
This is Rhett.
That's good.
That's it's all
like,
right.
This is Rad.
It's a fucking weird name. If you Rhett. Walk around with this name long enough, it gets weird introducing
My
yourself.
My phone does
me.
Not want to type your name at all.
See,
It's like, did you mean anything but red? Sure.
Sure.
I believe sure it. I did.
Oh, God. So here we are.
Yep. Comic-Con is over. Thank God.
Yeah. We got to see the Aquabats.
We did get to see the Aquabats. Which was
super fun.
You know, it was really fun, but they dick around way too much in between songs.
It's that's like, part of the show.
They'll play a song, then they'll spend 5 to 10 minutes fucking around.
It's the Aquabats super song, show.
And I'm like, just get on with it. They did have a big fight with a chicken, a cat, and a dog, though.
They had the two-headed cat as well.
And they brought out fire extinguishers and shot them all over. That was good.
Micah had a great time.
I got to go to your kid's first show. That's awesome.
That was pretty neat. We left, and I still had a beer in my hand. And the girl who sort of like is running the back end of House of Blues, she goes, "You're going to have to finish that before you walk out." And I'm like, oh, fuck. All right.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it was a good show. Thanks to the Aquabats for having us out.
Yeah, that was pretty great.
Aquabats had you out?
Yeah.
What do you guys mean?
We're VIP.
We're VIP, homie.
Really?
We got tickets. We got photo passes. We got all kinds of shit.
Who the fuck am I sitting with?
Wow. Ballers.
Bunch of nerds.
That's wow.
Yeah, I do know. I mean, we...
Just call me Finballer.
Why?
Finballer. Yeah, call him Finballer.
Yeah. It's like Finn Balor.
Oh, God, you're so stupid. But what was your Comic-Con experience?
I didn't fucking go at all. Good. I was like, yo, check this out. I want the Big Trouble in Little China soundtrack on vinyl, and whoever is willing to go and get it for me for $30 can have my pass for all.
You got lucky because that shit sold out.
Did it?
Yep.
Dude, I...
Second day.
Tafoya got there like right when they opened on preview night, and I guess the Mondo line was already capped.
Yep.
And luckily, he got it the next day. I've listened to it like 5 times already.
Nice, dude.
I'm going to have sex to it at some point.
Nice.
I just got to have it on like when Ollie is laying in bed and then just like come in so she can't object. But yeah. I realize I watched that movie way too much. Because during that whole thing, I'm like, what scene is this? Oh, it's exactly this scene where this is happening, and this is when he says this, and blah, blah, blah. Like, I didn't matter which song, track, whatever it was. I'm like, yep, this is this scene.
What about you? Would any Comic-Con stuff this year?
You know, the last few years, I've been just going outside with a buddy of mine and walk around downtown. But this year, no. The first year I went was 1993.
Damn.
It was a little smaller.
Yeah, a little bit.
So you're a fucking nerd from way back.
I was if you were there in 1993,
it was the basement,
you were a
right?
fucking dork. Now it's Dick Riders of the World Unite.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. I'm just being, you know, I'm really happy that it's this popular. I mean, I am.
I'm not either, but I like to
actually go look at the comics, and then most people don't want to do that, and it's very crowded, and if there's something I really want, I get it offline now, which is taking a lot of the joy out of that.
You just spend a little extra dough and get it off an eBay scalper.
Sit in line for like 8 hours to go into Hall H just to see the like new Avengers trailer before anyone else. That shit's online in 20 minutes.
Exactly. Yeah. That's my other major thing is seeing the new stuff they unveil, and it's online immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man. The whole culture of Comic-Con now is like, I went Saturday.
Mm. It's reached critical mass.
I spent about 2 hours there. It has only solidified that I never, ever want to go to Comic-Con again. Yeah.
And about 1% of it is horror stuff. So I'm walking around like, show me something that's relevant to my interests. And it's like, oh, cool, a Medusa. Oh, okay. Well, saw that. What else is there?
Yeah. I chatted a little bit with Jason Edmiston. Mm-hmm. Nice guy.
Did you happen to steal that Edmund McMillan cutout? Because you should have.
No, I took a picture of it, but no.
Were they selling it? Because they should have. I wanted that. That should just be right there.
That would be dope. Maybe we can ask him, see if he's got an extra.
We got to get him back on the show.
We do.
Be like, yo, homie, we kickstarted this shit.
Hook it up. Hook it up with your homies. Yeah, no, I'm done with Comic-Con officially. Like, that's it.
I did get to see Brian Posehn, which was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I gave him the Taylor Swift shirt.
Did he post anything with it?
I don't know, dude. We requested to follow him a long time ago because his account is private and he hasn't accepted. But Bones follows him.
Is that like some serial killer shit?
What?
To keep your Instagram account private?
Mine is private.
Why?
Because I just don't want people seeing my day-to-day shit, you know? Like, I wouldn't make my...
Why would you post it on Instagram if you didn't want people to see it?
Because I want my friends to see it. It's like, oh, this is me in the gym. You know, like, I don't want fucking random strange. And I mean, there's a lot of people. I mean, I don't know if they add you, but there's a lot of people that listen to the show that add me and they don't say anything. They're just like, add. And I'm like, who the fuck is this? And I go and I look at their thing and see, oh, they love horror. Okay, they're probably a fan of the show.
See, people fucking add him, man.
Yeah.
After the show.
I mean, I get added. I add everyone.
No.
I don't give a fuck. See,
that's the thing. See, yours isn't private. So, like, they could just add you.
That's what I mean. I don't care. Whatever, dude.
I don't know. I'm very much like,
why? Come on, come all. Come Brazilian fucking supermodels that are just, you know.
Oh, no. I report.
Posting pictures of their asses. Bring them on.
I report so many people. Like, most of the Instagram notifications I get.
Are your reports going through?
Update on your report.
You're a son of a bitch. I love it.
Because you know when they're spam. Like, you know it's porn. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck you for wasting my time. I'm going to delete your account.
I get my porn for free.
Yeah. Duh. Like a normal human
does. I can pay for your shitty Snapchat.
What do you want? You want xvideos.com? You want some fucking uges.com? Like RedTube? YouPorn? I got them all. Come on.
Speaking of which. So.
Wait, are we speaking of porn?
Well, speaking of porn and that sort of thing.
Oh, yes.
All right.
James Gunn. I wanted to talk to you guys about this. So James Gunn got fired from the Guardians of the Galaxy movie.
Mm-hmm.
Or rather from the franchise, from Disney.
Right.
For old tweets.
Yeah, but all of those old tweets were about fucking children.
Okay, whatever.
Like, one of them literally said, I love it when little kids touch me in my silly place.
See, that shit's funny. I like that.
I mean...
Well, have you seen... what the hell's the name of that horrible movie?
Jeepers Creepers?
No, not Jeepers Creepers.
Why I wanted to talk about it.
Movie 41. Or whatever it was called.
Oh, that piece of shit.
Okay. Did you ever see it?
No.
All right. Well, he does a part at the end of it. He does a section at the end of it. It's kind of an anthology film. That's actually fucking hilarious, but it's completely raunchy. So, like, if you saw that part, though, tweets begin to make sense. And, like, Slither and freaking... What's the other one? Super...
Yeah.
Okay, but there's a difference between raunchy and pedophilia.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I think the mistake is he did it on social media.
Well, the mistake is he did it, period. Sure. I mean, like...
Really, though?
And the movie, if it's in comedies, you know,
I mean, we have watched movies where a baby actually gets fucked.
Well, right, but that...
people know it's a movie.
But that's a movie. That's not real.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. But it's a tweet.
Whether he's joking or not, he is a public figure who is... putting it out there
that
he fucks children, whether he does or not, he put that out there. Like when he did when the Expendables came out, he's like, this movie is so manly that I fucked the little pussy boy next to me. And I'm like, wow, that's
that's
something.
I don't agree with the joke, right? Like, but come on, man. Well, he's a fucking goof.
That's good. That's good that you qualified yourself. Well, you don't agree with the joke.
Somebody was like basically defending him where they're like, well, don't these idiots know that he started with trauma movies? And it's like, I never saw Toxie fuck a kid ever. Yeah. Well, I never heard about Lloyd Kaufman getting touched in his silly place.
I'll just say I'm not surprised. I mean, it's Disney and Guardians of the Galaxy. This is a huge franchise.
But why now?
It attracts family audiences. Why now? Because of the, I mean, you know, on the heels of all the shit that's going on.
Because some internet nerd got bored and decided to go through all of his old
tweets. I do know he went through and deleted like 10,000 tweets after this thing. But
why now?
What's really fucking going on? Why now?
Yeah, there must be something else going on.
Corporate espionage, Warner Brothers came in, had a guy go review his fucking tweets and said, let's start sabotaging the Disney Marvel fucking empire. Little by little, dismantle it piece by piece. And this is the first move they're making.
He got snapped.
Corporate espionage. I don't know. It sounds just like what it is, though,
Thanos.
Right? He got fucking... he's Thanos.
Snapped.
Thanos.
So now that somebody who has made hugely successful movies has been outed as a pedophile, I get to ask again.
He's not outed as a pedophile, though. Hold up. There is a gigantic river between guy who makes pedophilia tweets and actual pedophile. Okay,
so a guy who is essentially being accused of being a pedophile.
That's not what he's being accused of.
Really?
No. Nobody. Nobody is out and out
there
saying
is no way
James
you can
Gunn is a pedophile.
There's no way you can misinterpret that. I love it when little kids touch me in my silly place. Like, where is your silly place? Your fucking funny bone, dude?
No, he's talking about his dick.
Okay.
Very clear.
So however semantic you want to get about this, somebody who's made hugely successful movies, if he is a kiddie diddler, does that change your view on his movies? Because with Jeepers Creepers, I understand people don't think it's a good movie. That movie's not strong enough to stand on its own, regardless of Victor Salva being a pedo.
Well, and I mean, my stance on it has sort of flip-flopped, I think, a lot. You know about this, Rhett?
About what exactly?
Victor Salva?
No.
So the director of the Jeepers Creepers franchise.
Oh, I had heard something about Go ahead.
He's a convicted pedophile.
A convicted pedophile
before he made any of the Jeepers Creepers movies.
So he makes Jeepers Creepers two. To, I mean,
well, I don't know if people didn't care until the third one was coming out.
The third one's coming out, and everybody's boycotting it because they're like, "How does this fucking guy still have a job?" And you know, blah 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 blah.
Sure. Well, this is all on the heels of the whole thing that's gone on since the last 2 years.
Like the Me Too movement?
Yes. Yes. All of, yeah, the whole thing. And
well, right. But I mean, it's people being held accountable for being shitty people.
Sure.
And like, Alia has come out and said, like, she just watched Guardians of the Galaxy 2, like, within the last 2 weeks. And
yeah.
She loved it. And she's like, I want to watch it again with you. And now this happened. And she's like, well, I mean, I liked it, but I'm okay with never watching that movie again.
But
like
why
that,
though?
See,
but
that being said, see, the movie, it doesn't affect the quality. You know, it's like when the Kevin Spacey thing happened to me, right? Then all of a sudden people start talking shit about Kevin Spacey as an actor. And it's like, hold on. You weren't fucking saying anything about his acting ability. You know what I mean? So yeah. I understand holding people accountable, like, obviously. But that doesn't make the movie bad. It's like Michael Jackson can't do the fucking moonwalk if he did that shit with the kids. Yes, he can. He can fucking do the moonwalk.
See, and that's what I've always said. Like, he probably fucked those kids. But
actually,
he still wrote Thriller.
Actually,
he still wrote Thriller. Yeah, that's it. Roman
Corey
Polanski.
Corey Feldman has come out on record saying that Michael Jackson didn't touch any children.
Right. Corey Feldman, Michael Jackson's super fan.
Reliable source.
Yeah.
Hey, he was in...
Where's Macaulay Culkin stand on this?
I don't know, but have I told you guys my Corey Feldman story?
I don't think so.
Just for that. I don't know, man. I think the
you have to separate the art.
Well, not only that,
and that's what I was trying.
James
to...
Gunn hasn't done anything yet.
Yet,
it's just the wrong time, dude. I mean, people can't. They just can't do this shit anymore. Obviously,
yeah. And Brian Posehn was kind of talking about that in his stand up. Like, remember when I text you and I was like, "Lol, Brian Posehn is doing retarded faggot jokes." The thing is, he was talking about how a lot of comedians were like upset because you can't say those words anymore, and it's like a changing of the time, obviously. But I mean, that shit was still funny, and he was using those words to describe Republicans and Democrats.
Yeah.
So he's like, yep, total faggotry in my household, and my retarded mother can't stand it. You know? Like, so it was really funny, like, because he was saying you have to take the word back, which I don't really understand how that works, but...
He's taking porch monkeys back.
For life.
For life. Porch monkeys for... I think it's a little... I think it's a little knee-jerky. To not, like, to say, like, okay, now Guardians of the Galaxy, I'm not going to watch him anymore.
Yeah.
Because the guy hasn't been, he hasn't done anything yet. He's made some stupid jokes. Great. But what the fuck does that, the shit that we talk about on this show in particular are probably worse than any of those tweets that he's said.
Yeah, we did have warm babies for a while.
We fucking called Carlos warm babies.
Mm.
I mean, it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't like anything like, oh, now we think that fucking Carlos fucks kids? Is that what we're...
That's when joking about pedophilia was okay.
You guys really go there with this stuff, don't you?
We don't. I mean,
have we really... listen to this show?
Yeah, I have. I didn't hear
George
that one.
George just pull you off the street?
I just didn't hear a lot of...
That's 4 or 5 years ago.
I mean, like right now, this is good. You're doing an incisive investigation of this whole fucking
thing. Are we?
Yeah, kind of.
I don't know, man. I think first off, him being fired is a little ridiculous, personally.
I mean,
it's fucking Disney.
Disney's basically a kid's company, you know.
But who's firmly rooted in super hardcore racism. But
oh yeah,
well
you can't buy Song of the South on DVD anymore.
Well, and the Siamese cats that are like actually the most fucking Asian stereotypical thing I've ever seen in my life.
Using chopsticks.
And fuck, come on, man.
The origins on, of meow. A thing versus its modern form.
That's always. I mean, this is a guy who directed a movie about fucking slithery dildo looking worms, yep. and now we're upset that he's making like. Kid fucking jokes. I don't know, dude.
He would have garnered no attention and didn't for some time whatsoever were it not that he happens to be spearheading a huge franchise for Disney.
Yep.
That's the, you know, I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm just saying I'm not surprised.
Yeah. I mean, if you work for something like, I mean,
whether I think it should have happened or not, like, yeah.
I'm going to guess that 90% of the people that work for Nickelodeon and Disney are probably pedos anyways.
Oh, Jesus.
I said I'm guessing, allegedly. Right. Allegedly.
And your whole comparison to Victor Salva, I think, is a poor one.
Well, no, he's convicted,
obviously. He's a convicted pedophile. But
the point I was trying to make was, does that change your view on the movies? Because I still like Jeepers Creepers, but everybody was like, oh, Jeepers Creepers was never good enough to stand on its own anyway.
As of now... Until it is confirmed.
So let's say tomorrow it's confirmed. Does that change your views on any of the movies?
Not that it would necessarily change my views on James Gunn. Or, I'm sorry.
It colors it a little bit, though.
His movies. But I would definitely probably not watch them.
Okay.
Just for personal
even
reasons.
Even movies you already like Slither.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, I'm sorry to bring up an older one again, but Louis C.K., when that should happen, and people are like, oh, he wasn't funny. It's like, what the fuck?
He's hilarious.
He's always been funny.
Fucking hilarious. Well, that's what I mean. That's what I don't want to do with these Guardians of the Galaxy movies. You see what I mean? So, whatever he did.
And again, he hasn't done anything.
And here's the other thing. We don't know what the fuck these people do, regardless of what they get caught for on social media. We have no clue what these people do in their personal life.
And that's why mine is private.
So, our opinions are inevitably separate, whether we want them to be or not.
We broadcast... Our stupid literal thoughts.
That's going to bite me in the ass one day.
You think?
I'm waiting for that.
What? I mean, I don't think so. Why? Why would it?
Someone somewhere is going to hear something they don't like. And it's
other than that whole bit we were talking about, like which one of us would be a serial killer? Maybe.
Which one was it?
All of us.
Oh, yeah. there was a thing on Reddit today where it was like, what is something that you wish you could see more in a horror movie that they almost never do or do rarely?
Baby fucking.
And I was like, kill more children.
Yeah.
And I went into my little rant about how, you know, in zombie apocalypse, kids would be the first ones to go because they're slow and stupid and can't defend themselves and they cry and pee their pants.
I agree.
And I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of backlash about it. I haven't gone on Reddit, but... That seems to be the only comments I get on Reddit is backlash.
Just downvote.
Can't keep my stupid opinions to myself.
Nope. Welcome to the Who Goes There podcast.
Mm-hmm. We're in the habit of ruining joy and giving our opinions where they're not wanted or asked for.
Overly inflated sense of self-worth.
Mm-hmm. It's like, what's his name?
Rainer. Fuck that guy.
The twins.
Jesus. You know the Saska twins?
No.
Fuck. Good. Okay, good.
I'm just listening to you guys now. To backtrack, I think everyone in their heart of hearts knows that what he's saying about the children and the zombie apocalypse is absolutely fucking true.
Right? Mm-hmm. How do you not see more dead kids in horror movies?
Well, you don't see children.
When we watched the Blob last week, I was super happy that they fucking killed a kid. I'm like, man, they better fucking kill
that
kid.
Did you watch
that
movie,
girl...
The Blob?
I've seen The Blob.
Well, I mean, did you watch it?
Not recently, no.
You know, like where she dives into the sewer to get the kid? I'm like, man, if this thing can fucking absorb bullets and it can destroy, you know, the city,
it
essentially.
Better kill some kids.
The kid's fucking done.
She better not dive in and catch that kid. And then the kid pops up and he's like all skeleton.
That was one of the better scenes.
That was badass.
We basically came to the conclusion was that The Blob is actually a really good film.
Yeah, it's a good remake. It's regarded as a good remake, too. Yeah, for sure. It's not as good a remake as, like, The Fly.
Well, yeah. The Fly is.
It's good.
Next level shit
Fly
right
is
there.
Great. Indeed.
Yeah, I do need to watch again, though. It's been a while.
It's good.
Yeah. Cool.
I recommend it.
All right.
So there's that.
There's all that. I don't know,
talk.
Man. I mean, as a horror director, you know, he has...
Oh, you're a horror director?
He did Slither. Slither. I mean,
he slithered into some kid's pants too.
Give the guy a break, for fuck's sake, man.
He's got plenty of breaks. He made fucking Guardians of the Galaxy. That fool's got money.
That's not a break, though. He directed a film well.
Well, you wrote the screenplay, too.
Yeah, I mean, a break would be as if somebody had, like, you know.
He's greatly responsible for the whole tone of pulling that shit off, honestly.
Yeah. I'm saying, man.
Pulling off the kid's pants? Greatly responsible for that shit.
Yeah. Hashtag free James Gunn.
Hashtag free the Willy.
Get fuck off. What's next, dude?
Are we going into news or what?
Have you seen anything?
I saw an old lady shit, like, actually coming out of her ass. That was really interesting.
Mm.
In person. Smelled awful. It's the first time I've ever seen poop come out. It's not too. I saw Two Girls, One Cup, but it's the first time I've ever seen shit come out of an ass
in person. Mm. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, except for your own.
What area of town were you in, out of curiosity?
Spring Valley.
Sprung Valley.
But that doesn't mean anything because he's in a...
Yeah, no. I was wiping her ass and then she decided to take a shit.
Oh, yeah. Never mind. I forget your profession. Yeah. What area of town were you in? That
works out good, though. Was it a 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was something else. There's like three or four other people going, like standing around and they're just like, oh, okay. And then like I had to turn my head because I was going to puke. And then they're like... It's not that bad. I'm like, it's not the sight. It's the smell. So bad.
It's not the look of it.
It looks like chocolate soft serve, and I am not okay with that.
Oh.
Yeah.
God dang, something else. Dude. That's fucked.
But yeah, that's
literally... That's going to be your early career in nursing. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah. All kinds of doo-doo. Yep. Can't wait.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Can't wait.
All right, but did you watch anything? Other than some people. No, that's
I honestly couldn't even tell you where this week is gone.
Yeah.
We started watching a movie before I came over here from 1991 called...
Oh, so it's good.
Yeah, called Deceit with Goldie Hawn and the dad from Home Alone. It was actually pretty good. I think the dad is responsible, but...
I think he's also a predator, like a pedophile.
Was it him? Oh,
fuck. Yeah. Him and also the guy from Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, I knew the guy from Ferris Bueller.
Which guy from Ferris Bueller?
The principal.
Rooney?
Yeah.
Well, big go figure, time. Man.
Go figure.
Fucking Rooney.
He James Gunned it.
Yep. Or James Gunn fucking Rooneyed it.
He Rooneyed it. That's what we'll call it.
Rooney and Roofy.
What about you, dude?
I saw Ant-Man.
Okay.
I know that's not a horror film, but I'm just...
I don't care.
Okay, I'm just throwing this out there.
Dude, we'll probably have some fucking iTunes review be like, these fucking guys don't talk about horror.
I'm just going real quick here. Okay, usually I'd run to a Marvel movie, but you know, it wasn't one I was running to.
What'd you think about it?
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was refreshing because the stakes weren't that high. It was breezy.
Right.
You mean your expectations were low?
Yeah, I honestly, that's what I mean. I wasn't super anticipated. It's on the heels of Infinity War. Like, I wasn't... Yeah, I actually think it was a little premature to release it a couple months after that. I think it feels...
Don't they release
the box office has kind of reflected that, too, with that one, by the way. It's not... I mean, it's Ant-Man, but still.
3 months anyways?
Yeah, usually.
The schedule's slowing down a little bit because we've got...
Yeah, Infinity War was a big... Was a big fucking thing. Yeah, it felt a little like... Nonetheless, I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
What else did I... Well, I revisit movies a lot. I revisited Rocky III.
Okay.
Clubber Lang. He's a good guy.
Okay.
And I watched Bangkok Dangerous. Not the original 1999 one. It's a remake and it's awful. And I was with a buddy and we were going to watch a series. Like, there's a bunch of good stuff we could have watched. And then we just turned on Netflix and we decided we want to watch a shitty movie. And it was. And it was pretty. If you like shitty movies, watch Bangkok Dangerous with Nicolas Cage. And he has a great haircut.
He
always has great haircuts.
It's a wig. Great wig.
You know what, though? I just want to say this because I know it's popular to trash Nicolas Cage. When the guy fucking acts, he's like cosmic being.
Did you watch Mom and Dad?
No.
Dude, he is at his most Nick Cage in that film, and it's great. He's just this side of like what's from Face Off when he goes when he's grabbing the fucking
Caster Troy.
Yeah, when he's Caster Troy and he's grabbing that girl's ass and he makes that face.
Yeah.
That's it's basically mom and dad the whole time.
You've seen Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call,
New Orleans? Fuck yeah,
okay,
dude.
That's the goods.
The one with Harvey Keitel or the other one?
Oh no, the second one with Nicolas Cage.
I've only seen the Harvey Keitel one because that's the good one.
No, the first one is actually good. The second one is I love the second one.
What were we talking about Face Off last
so
week?
So that's I was gonna ask. You. So we had a discussion last week. If you could have any movie ever,
let's say horror movie, just to keep it on subject,
and remove or replace everyone in the movie with Muppets except for one person, what movie would you do, and
so,
what person?
So
would
just
you
as an example, I said Face Off, and then keep John Travolta as the one human character. So I thought it would be hilarious if they cut off his face and replaced it with a Muppet's face.
Yeah. Holy shit.
I said a Serbian film, but keep Milo, so he's just fucking a bunch of puppets.
He's just fucking puppets for 2 hours.
Okay. I would say Schindler's List, keep Ralph Fiennes.
Jesus Christ.
Wait, is he the main dude?
Yeah. He's the bad guy.
So all he's the bad guy.
Yeah, he's not Liam Neeson's Oscar Schindler.
Okay.
Well, there is a bunch of bad guys in that movie, as it turns out. But,
yeah. Just a couple.
I could just, for some reason, my brain went to that scene where they're all like pinching their cheeks to try and make themselves look
healthier.
Yeah. I could just picture a bunch of Muppets half naked pinching their cheeks while the rest of them are lined up in front of firing
a Muppet
squad.
In a fucking pool of shit.
Yeah.
God damn.
I think I'll go with that.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good on the fly.
That's a good one.
What was yours last week?
Mine was the first one was Antichrist and keep Willem Dafoe.
That's good.
And then I was like, oh wait, no, Serbian film and keep the baby. And they're like, well, you can't keep the baby. And I said, well, then keep Milos. Just let him fuck all the puppets. That'd be pretty great.
That would
like
be
at the
great.
End, he's like just railing somebody, and you can't tell. And he looks over at this puppet, and this puppet goes, "Fuck yeah!" And then he like lifts up the thing.
Have you seen a Serbian film?
No, you guys asked me that a couple weeks ago.
Jesus, dude!
I got more because I was about to ruin one of the biggest parts of it.
The biggest reveal.
Yeah,
sounds it's pretty shocking, huh?
Yeah, I mean, now, it is, but it isn't.
It has two scenes that are like super shocking, like, but they're just there to be really shocking.
Gotcha.
But now, if you watch it, you're just going to imagine all the people are puppets, and it's going to be really fucking funny.
It's going to be great.
Yeah. That is great.
Schindler's List.
Schindler's List, keep Ralph Fiennes.
Keep Ralph Fiennes. God damn. That's great.
Oh, man.
What's next, Hammy?
That new Overlord trailer from Bad Robot came out. Yep, stroke. Mm-hmm. Had a stroke. From Bad Robot came out.
Still too fat. Had a stroke.
It looks aight.
It looks interesting. I will say that. I mean, so they didn't do the whole Nazi zombies thing. It's more of like a Nazi monster thing.
I guess. I think they're trying to like engineer super soldiers or something. And
the Final Solution, bro.
There's some like fuck ups with the DNA,
genetic engineering experiment type thing. It looks like,
yeah,
because they were doing that.
Yeah, they were.
Well, they were trying,
and it was supposed to be a Cloverfield movie, but I guess now it's not.
You mean they have backtracked on the whole fucking Cloverfield universe because it was a bad idea in the first place?
Yeah, they're like, oh,
fuck,
we can't do
that,
demons,
man.
Oh shit, people don't like that. They just want monsters. Okay.
How are they going to explain it?
Multiverse. I hope they put Cloverfield in that new Godzilla movie though. That'd be pretty tight.
Cloverfield versus Godzilla. That would be the shit.
I didn't bother watching that trailer because I'm not actually a big fan of Godzilla movies.
You're not a fan of Godzilla movies?
They're all the same shit.
Truthfully, me neither.
Yeah. It's like, oh, cool. He's a giant lizard that destroys buildings. If he ate more people, if Godzilla took a shit in a movie and it like crushed six cars, I'd be into that.
You got to imagine the amount of
poop
material that Godzilla needs to eat to keep his metabolism going.
Oh, yeah.
He's got to be eating people nonstop.
Yeah.
Or other monsters.
But do you ever see him eating people or monsters? I wouldn't think so.
You know what, though? He's also a giant lizard. So you know.
The fuck out of here with your shit.
How much do you know about lizard diets?
No, I mean, they didn't pay much attention to the if this was plausible or not.
Well, and that's where we come in, because we're in the habit of ruining people's good times.
Ruining everything.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Take you to Twitter. Tell you what's up.
Take it a task on Twitter.
What do you guys think of the first Godzilla from the 1950s with Perry Mason? Not actually Perry Mason, the actor plays him.
I mean,
I think it's really cool for its time. Yeah, you know, it's a metaphor for the fucking atomic,
I don't really.
That's the only, like, relevant one. All the others are just schlock, and they stuck around so long that people, like, love Godzilla, but they don't. But they love, I loved the toy when I was a kid.
Yeah, me too.
That was a great Miguel, fucking toy.
Miguel from Horrible Imaginings loves some kaiju.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Is Godzilla's a kaiju, right, technically?
I think so.
He's like the kaiju.
He's the original kaiju, right? Yeah, okay.
He's got to be.
I feel like an asshole now.
He created a whole subgenre, Godzilla.
Yeah. But the poster, or yeah, the poster has Godzilla fighting
depression.
Hydra? Crippling depression.
Yep. I don't know. I haven't seen the poster yet.
Cool.
Because it's Godzilla and I don't care. So.
Don't
I mean, I know as a horror podcast host, I should look into these.
Millie Bobby Brown's in this movie. It's got a killer cast.
Great? Yeah. Great.
Okay.
Who cares? I mean, she's great in Stranger Things, but I'm not going to go like track down other shit she's in. I like Stranger Things. That's it. You know who I'll track down? Fucking Kurt Russell. I'm going to find him someday, and then I'm going to quit this goddamn show.
That's his goal, is to meet Kurt Russell.
That's the end game.
That's
where this is all over. I already bought the vinyl.
What is your least favorite Kurt Russell film?
There isn't one.
Soldier.
Nope.
Soldier's great, dude.
Nope. It's great?
Talking about Soldier's great.
I think you're like a... you said this about... You seem to like that director.
I seem to like anything from the 90s, my dude.
I seem to like anything with Kurt Russell.
Universal Soldier, fucking Van Damme, in. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All 20 of the sequels.
Dolph Lundgren, in.
The last Universal Soldier was fucking amazing, by the
Showdown
way.
Showdown in Little Tokyo, fucking in.
In.
All right.
And we're going to go eat sushi off those naked chicks.
Tango and Cash.
In. Tango and Cash, in.
Okay,
as
me too.
As stupid as that movie is, I love it.
Right.
Yeah, Captain Ron.
Love it.
You don't love this. Furious 7.
Is he in that movie?
Yep, I got you. I got you.
Didn't bother watching it.
Fate of the Furious. Well, you got to watch it now.
Too Fate, Too Furious.
I have to watch Guardians of the Galaxy 2 because he's in that.
He's not very good in that movie, I will say.
He's in it, though.
He is, but his character's kind of whatever.
Kurt Russell, there's something special about him, man. Walt Disney's last words were, "Tell Kurt Russell." They were, for real.
Really?
They were like this. He was in all kinds of fucking Disney movies when he was a kid. Computer wore tennis shoes.
He just said, "Tell Kurt Russell," and then couldn't finish
it? Somebody tell Kurt Russell.
And then that's it.
Or I don't know if they just like meant tell him that I'm dying, you know, or tell him that I'm dead.
Maybe he had like this, like, where his head was going to be buried. He's like, "Tell Kurt Russell."
Kurt Russell knows the location of Walt Disney's cryogenically frozen
head. Tell Kurt Russell I know he's a pedophile.
Oh.
Don't care. Still love all his movies. Be like, you know what? Maybe I haven't given pedos a bad rep. It's good enough for Kurt Russell.
It's good enough for Kurt Russell. It's good enough for me.
Maybe not, but it's good enough for Kurt Russell. Maybe we should rethink this whole thing.
Got it.
That's Kurt Russell.
Did anything else come out from Comic-Con that was worth a damn?
They did the Resident Evil 2 exclusive GameStop Collector's Edition, which is so fucking expensive.
Gosh, don't care.
$200, and you get the game, the DLC, which pisses me off that the game's already made and they're already planning DLC for it.
That's video game company.
You get a 12-inch figure of Leon Kennedy, an art book, a digital soundtrack, and a poster that looks like a blueprint. And it comes in like one of those boxes that you store all your shit in. You know, the chest.
So a box.
Yeah. No, I mean the one from the game, like the chest.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm going to get the game, but I'm not going to pay $200 for this shit. Fuck that. Not going to do that. What else came out of Comic-Con? Buffy the Vampire Slayer is getting a small screen reboot with Joss Whedon as an executive producer.
Mm. Until he comes out as a pedophile, then nobody's going to watch it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, he did make a show about a bunch of teenagers for like 7 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's What did Ollie say? Like when we were talking about revenge?
Slippery slope.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. She's yeah. like, you know, if somebody's making a movie like this, it's like a fantasy in the back of their heads.
So yeah.
Like, he wants to go to high school with a bunch of hot ass chicks.
But me too. See, that's like people saying that about other people's heads. So that means it's in their heads. Isn't that how that goes?
Zombie.
yeah. But it's there's not much info about that yet. Nickelodeon released a new Invader Zim teaser trailer.
Okay.
Which is, I'm counting it as horror because it's fucking alien invasions. And we've done less horror-y things than that.
We have.
I really liked Invader Zim too. So
the new Hill House
LLC 2
poster, right?
Yep, the teaser poster. I talked to Stephen Cognetti a little bit. He said that the trailer...
You talked to the man himself, huh?
Yep. Homeboy follows us on Instagram, buddy.
I know he does.
He knows we love that shit. He said the trailer and the, you know, release date and all that stuff are coming soon. I was hoping to see it at Telluride Horror Show this year.
Go.
But he doesn't think it's going to work out timing-wise.
Okay.
Sadly. The serial monsters, you know, like Count Chocula and
Blueberry,
stuff, they're getting their own card game to see who could eat the most cereal.
Hmm.
I don't fucking know, but I'm sure we'll get it and I'm sure we'll play it.
That sounds lame as fuck.
It's going to be only at Target and it's called Monster Crunch, the breakfast battle game.
I'm out. You are not mincing words this evening, are you, George?
I'm out on that.
Patreon will get us a a test copy.
What do you have against cereal?
Don't like it.
You could be fruit brood.
Breakfast
fruit
soup.
Brood.
Breakfast soup?
This cereal is breakfast soup.
I can't even remember the last time I ate cereal.
I like cereal.
I bet Rhett eats cereal like on a fucking daily basis.
I look like
Mr. Clean.
You're saying I look real fucking starchy. That's what you're saying.
No, you're saying you're overly sweet.
There we go.
There we go. That's the one.
Saved you.
I don't need saving, bitch.
That game you've been lusting over.
Which one?
The one. Hollow Knight. They've announced a free DLC.
Yeah, it's Gods and Monsters, some shit like that.
So there's that.
I'm way into that. That's a good game.
Yep.
9.5 hours clocked in the last week. It's fucked.
It's pretty
dude.
Good.
What is this?
That Hollow Knight game I was telling you about.
Okay.
When you were like, oh, it's fucking as good as Metroid.
No, I love the Metroidvania
games. You ain't never played a video game in your life.
You don't know shit about video games.
Proceed to die on the first level.
Dude, I died in like probably a minute and a half.
It's a funny story. So like, we went to, this was back in high school. We went to Sears.
Vintage 90s story.
After watching a film at the Chula Vista Mall. And they had a PlayStation booth. And this fucking guy, we go to the booth and he goes, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Metal Gear Solid.
Metal Gear Solid was the game. And he goes, you don't know shit about video games. Watch. He proceeds to get killed within like 40 seconds, dude. And it was like, this fucking guy.
And this is a game, too, where I never played it. You have to be stealth. It's all sorts of new shit. I approach it like it's a freaking, you know, like it's Super Mario World, you know. So I just pick up the control. You don't know shit about video games.
And just start running.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was good.
And since then, I don't think he's played a video game since.
I've played a few.
No, you haven't.
Yeah. Mostly games before PlayStation.
He always tries to tell me I suck at video games, and then he watches me play a game, and he goes, oh, you're pretty good at this. I've seen it happen for Mega Man, Friday the 13th, Castlevania. Every time we have a frights and we get playing one of those old games, you're like, oh, you're actually pretty good at this. I'm like, I've been trying to tell you that shit. This is what I did. This is why I wasn't fucking going out to parties and shit in high school, because I was playing these fucking games.
There you go. There
9.5 hours clocked in one day.
Yeah, right.
There's a new Attack of the Killer Tomatoes movie coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And they had, I don't think you can call it a scavenger hunt, but they had Seeds of Destruction packets planted all around Comic-Con. And if you found them, you could bring them to a booth and it would enter you to audition for a role on Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. The movie.
At that point, why don't they just give you the role?
Well, because there's maybe like one or two roles and like
fucking Killer Tomatoes 50, movie.
60 seed packets, you know? You got to make it fun. But that would have been cool to find. I would have been in that. I mean, I would have tried to be in that. Let's see what else. Fucking The Crow is officially dead in the water.
Oh, the remake.
Crow remake.
Probably good. A good thing.
Good. I mean, Jason Momoa is The Crow. I don't fucking buy it. Like, he's all big and buff, and The Crow is like basically Jack Skellington with long hair.
Sure.
But there's no need to remake that at all.
I mean, was The Crow that good?
Well, no, it's a great, it's a, you know, I don't think so. I mean, it's a time capsule movie for sure.
It's, and if you were like a goth kid in the 90s, you know, like,
that was a big deal.
I think maybe The Crow could do some with some redoing.
Really?
Yeah.
It could be good. It could be.
I mean,
I just don't find it a priority to do it.
Those like 7 sequels that they did with Edward Furlong didn't wet your whistle there? Wasn't good enough for you?
No.
I think they came out in the 90s. At least one of them did.
Ed Furlong, he's a national treasure in the 90s. So, you know, yeah, he's good. I'm with it.
I did see Brain Scan is getting like a special Blu-ray release.
Brain scan.
Did you see Brain Scan?
I saw Brain Scan at the freaking Plaza Bonita, dude.
Yeah. Plaza Bonita.
Yeah.
Get that shit. I'll tell you what.
All right. Should we take a break, or you got more?
There's one more, and it's probably the biggest news story out of Comic-Con. I just wanted to drag it out. But Greg Nicotero and Shudder are teaming up to bring back Creepshow as an anthology series.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. So there's that. It's going to start in 2019, but it doesn't say when. So
okay.
That's pretty cute.
That is pretty cool. I'm way into that.
Yep. And that's all the stuff. Most of the shit out of Comic-Con wasn't horror news. It was all fucking action movies and, you know, superheroes and whatnot. Whatever.
Yeah. Speaking of which, you guys have probably discussed it already, but just because it's a kind of intersection point there, are you aware of the New Mutants movie coming out, Matt?
Yeah, it's basically a horror movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so ready for it, but then they pushed it back like, what, a fucking year or
which
something?
Which is cause for fucking alarm.
It's never a good sign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
then, like, you know, I always think of exceptions. Fury Road fucking had all these problems. I'm like, it's going to be a disaster. And then it's like, oh.
It's actually incredible.
This is actually fucking.
Well, see, with movies, it could be good. Because they could be like, well, we did a test screening and people fucking hated it. So we're going to fix the stuff they hated.
Yeah.
With video games, if it gets pushed back, it's usually bad news.
Sure.
But it looked really cool. And they have that. What was it? Dangerous Minds or... No, it's not Dangerous Minds.
The Darkest Minds.
Darkest Minds. I'm so fucking tired of seeing that trailer, but that so looks like... That looks like a shitty New Mutants.
Hell yeah, it does. I agree. Yeah. Is it like a... it must be a YA fiction. Is it based on some young adult fiction?
Probably.
It looks like one of those.
Probably, yeah.
When that trailer comes on, though, you know, because we see a lot of movies, when that comes on, I just glaze the fuck over till it's over.
Because it's on every fucking movie. That and Tag were on every single movie for the last 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad they stopped showing it, so maybe the movie came out and did terribly. And
that Kids with Superpowers movies, I'm like,
yeah.
What are you guys doing here?
Probably shouldn't do that right now.
Yeah. It's a bad idea, bros.
If the kids did have superpowers, they could fight off James Gunn advances.
They could. And then hopefully they die in the movie.
Yes.
That's the movie they should make. Kids in Hollywood that are stuck in a pedophile ring that have superpowers.
Oh, Jesus.
We should. It's a great fucking premise, actually. Somebody's going to steal that idea.
Very timely. It's going to pop up. Mm-hmm. Someone just fucking heard
James
this.
That's what James Gunn said.
Yeah, it's out there.
James Gunn wants to make it.
No, James Gunn said it's very timely. It'll pop up. Just wait.
God, you stupid ass.
I'm going to see how many more James Gunn pedophile jokes I can fit into this episode.
He's not a pedophile.
Yet. Allegedly.
Fuck off. All right, should we take a break?
Yes.
We're going to take a quick break and then come back to talk about Unfriended 2, The Dark Web.
Darkest Boogaloo.
The Darkest Boogaloo. Whew. Hey, Matt.
Yeah, buddy.
Guess what, dude?
We're back.
Also, I got one more question.
What's that?
What's up with the Patreon?
Patreon is pretty fucking awesome, actually. It's how the coolest of the cool help support this show. Like the homie Luis Franco, who just upped his pledge, which is super cool.
Amazing.
Yeah, even if you guys are already pledging, you could pledge more, which is great. But we appreciate all the support we get. You can go to patreon.com/whogoestherepodcast. And you can subscribe to the show. I mean, you can subscribe anyways, but you can make a small monthly contribution. And you'll also get, in return, the episodes earlier than the general public. You get exclusive content, exclusive merchandise. You get to pick the movies, like last week, which was King Sam's pick that he passed on to Alia. We will be sending out some really cool stuff to our $20 and up Patreons as soon as I get a free fucking minute.
Yeah, same. I'm gonna get with you on those, man.
Yeah, we'll get that done. But yeah, go to patreon.com/whogoestherepodcast and help us out, because you know, doing this shit costs money and we don't get paid for it. So
you didn't do your line.
Yeah, because you hate that line.
I love it in a while. I love it.
Oh, well, doing the show ain't expensive, but it sure as hell ain't free. So,
ooh,
yeah, it's great, like, ass.
It's like, great ass. It's like Maya, who goes there to you?
Yeah, and you can also go to whogoestherepodcast.storeenvy.com and buy a t-shirt or a pin or something cool. To that dude that ordered the Axe Cap pin, I'm going to get it to you, man. I swear to God.
Oh, no.
And I'm going to give you some extra stuff.
Oh,
I'm
no.
So goddamn busy. It'll get out this week.
Oh, no.
I promise. I fucking promise.
Jesus. All right. Well,
I'll make it a point to try and do it tomorrow. I have clinicals and my real job tomorrow, so we'll see if I can stop at the post office.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I'll do it on my lunch break. I promise I'll do it on my lunch break.
We have reached the point in our show where we talk about...
where we can't put it off any longer.
We can't put it off any longer.
Here we go.
We're talking about Unfriended, The Dark Web, directed by Steven Susco and also written by Steven Susco, starring Rebecca Rittenhouse, Betty Gabriel, Chelsea Alden, Colin Woodell, Andrew Lees, Stephanie Nogueras, Ashton Smiley, Savina Wendiari, and some other fucking people. Doesn't matter. Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
What'd you think of Unfriended?
You know what I thought.
Dark Web.
You know what I thought of this fucking movie. I've tried to think of a way to sugarcoat this all fucking day, but I hate this piece of shit. I hate that it is. Actually, comparing this to a piece of shit is an insult to pieces of shit. I hate this movie more than I hate The Gallows.
Excellent.
100% hands down. It insulted my intelligence. It bored the shit out of me for 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I was very happy that I wore my smartwatch because I was able to communicate with people in the theater without disturbing the idiots behind me. I fucking hate everything about this movie, everyone in this movie, except for the deaf girl, because she's fine as fuck. I'm going to look her up nude when Rhett tells us what he thought of it. I hate this goddamn movie.
Okay. Rhett, what'd you think of Unfriended, The Dark Web?
He is literally actually looking up that character nude.
I'm doing it right now. I'm doing it right now.
Which is good, because she is... She's
Amaya.
Amaya.
Stephanie,
she was very, very hot.
Nogueras.
The movie... well, Matt said... He said a mouthful. Yeah. The movie was not good.
It was not?
No, it was not good.
Okay.
I did not... Okay, you know, we just a little while back, we did The Last Purge.
Yeah.
I liked it more than The Last Purge.
Okay.
If only because it's not heavy-handed, you know? So it's just garbage.
Okay.
Okay, but... yeah, it's not good. It's not good. Here, my comparison is to the first film.
Yeah.
The first film,
you
like...
You want to see her getting her pussy eaten in a movie?
Oh, right there. There you go. Top left.
Wow. What movie is that from?
I'm going to find out.
Yeah. He's going to find
out.
And
then I'm going to download it.
That would probably be a better movie.
Yep.
Just like automatically. Okay, but...
good Lord.
The first movie, you know, that's one of those where I saw the trailer and I'm like, that is fucking ridiculous. But also, me being me, like, it's one of those like where down the line, it'll... Inevitably, it's a time capsule film because it's like the early 21st century, our mode of communication, all that kind of bullshit. I'm serious.
No, I'm looking at this guy.
I think we all like the first one?
You did not.
I did not.
I defended it because my whole bit was that movie wasn't made for us. Like in terms of like being 30 somethings who don't really, you know, communicate via, you know,
to that extent. Well, what, and that's the thing. Like, I'm not really talking about liking the first one, which I you know, I thought there was fun to be had with.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, I agree.
But
and the filmmaking just objectively, was very novel.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, the fact to make a movie work where it has 9 or 10 screens on a screen at a time, and to make that narratively engaging at all, that just does not sound like it would fucking work at all, like on paper.
Yeah.
So, you know, it says a few things there. But anyway, so compared to the first one, it's nowhere near as good as the first one. And the first one, having said, giving it credit where it's due, the first one's not some, you know, a great movie or something.
I agree.
However, like where this really falls short, like he said, it was bored. I was very bored a lot of the time.
Yeah.
The deaths, this being a horror movie, they did fucking nothing with these. I mean, the first one did have some stuff that was like the blender and stuff like that.
We'll talk about more in depth of the movie when we get to it, because I mean, this film is rated R.
Yeah.
But
for a minute, it seemed like there might be some fun to be had, and then it just kept doing these ridiculous plot twists that like were not not good.
I'm mostly in line with Rhett on this one. I didn't out and out hate this movie as much as my cohort over here. I don't even know if it's possible to say this, but somehow they managed to jump the shark with one movie.
On the second movie.
Yeah, they did. They did.
It was so bad.
Because, look, I enjoyed the first one. I enjoyed it for what it was. I think the ability to make a film strictly on a computer screen and make it seem somewhat viable, I think was great.
They did that with The Den, and it was good. And they're doing it with that new John Cho movie, and that looks better than this
Searching.
Shit.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
This is Dark Web is kind of fucking bad.
All of those characters were beyond unlikable.
Except for
the hot deaf girl.
Yeah, the deaf girl.
And that's because she never actually said anything. I bet if she could talk, she would have been really fucking annoying too.
Yeah, I kind of...
Which, what a cute and convenient way to, like, move along in the plot that she's deaf. Because if she wasn't deaf, none of this shit would have worked.
I kind of fucking hated all of the characters.
Yep. Especially the main guy. No, but especially that guy with the giant fucking palm tree head, AJ. The
conspiracy theorist?
Yeah. Fuck that, dude. Fuck yeah, all these people.
His character was really interesting because, like, you know, they would talk about, like, techie stuff. And then he was the one, he was like... Wait, back that up. In English, please. And I was like, dog, you've got a fucking internet blog. What the fuck are you doing?
You're the
what
one that's like, I'm locked down on everything. You're not getting into my computer.
Yeah. So let's talk about the actual film for just one moment here. So the whole film is sort of wrapped around the main character, and I forget his name.
Matthias.
He has bought a new
Matthias O'Brien.
He has bought a new laptop. And it's clear that somebody else owned it before.
Yeah.
Right?
I assumed he stole it from the beginning.
Did you?
Well, because who fucking buys who sells a laptop without wiping it first?
Fair point.
And then, like, dude, from the opening scene, I was pissed off. Where they're showing, like, the Mac boot up, and he's trying to guess the password. And it's like, password 1234, password with a capital P. Big Dick 69. Do you see the one that's Han shot first?
Yeah.
Like, what are you fucking thinking? And then the password
is question mark.
Is a question mark.
Yeah, especially for how you know, and we'll get into it, for the sensitive material that's on this laptop.
I am.
Wait.
I cannot verify, but I am willing to put money on the fact that you cannot put one fucking character as your password.
I agree with anything. Although, when we find out what the deal was, that kind of makes sense.
I still rolled my eyes. I'm like, who's going to fucking guess that? Why didn't you just leave no password on it? You can easily leave no password.
Well, because then it would be too suspicious.
Would it? People are really fucking lazy. I don't have a lock on my phone. Look at this. Look.
I don't either. I feel like you got something to say.
Well, the question mark thing. Okay. See, I don't know. when I'm watching a movie like this one particularly, I'm sitting in the theater and we've got this password screen, and it is kind of this interesting thing to me because it had the whole audience is like engaged with what this password is. So I think when a writer, I'm not trying to defend the fucking movie because the question
sure
mark
feels like you are.
The question mark is the least of this movie's fucking problems, is all I'm saying. The question mark is the audience's question mark. Like, okay, what the fuck is going on? So it's getting the audience on board.
I'm going to disagree with you right there because you know exactly what the fuck is going on. You know the whole thing is through the lens of the computer. And this idiot is trying to guess a password. So, you know, like right away, I'm like, okay, well, he stole this computer because he doesn't know the fucking password.
It didn't.
Like, why can't you log in to your own laptop?
That didn't tip me off. I'm an idiot.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm like, he's putting in all these
different passwords. I wasn't thinking
about it at all. I mean, like, and I did have the thought at first, like, okay, well, I know there's a lot of websites where you have to add a special character. Or you have to have at least one capital. Like, so on a website, I can understand that because you don't know. If it's your laptop, you log in every goddamn day. You know what your password is.
Well, It made me think about how I've forgotten my fucking password. That's what it made me
think
about.
To something like you, like your phone? If you have a password on your phone,
Alzheimer's,
you forget that?
I don't know what I mean. Not my phone, no.
Yeah, because you use that every day and you type in that password every day.
The laptop things happen.
So, yeah, basically what happens is the opening of the film is him trying to get into the laptop. And then trying to figure out why it's crashing a lot and whatnot. So he asks one of the people he's on a Skype call with.
First of all, he doesn't wipe the fucking computer. Like right away, if I were to steal a laptop, the first thing I would do is like, oh shit.
If I were to steal
one. Because, you know, Spotify pops up right away and it's got somebody else's login in it. Right away, I'd be like, oh shit, I should clear all of this stuff out.
Right.
Rather than having myself and this other person logged in, erase everything. All the internet history, all the fucking passwords, all the logins, all gone. But nope, he's just like, oh, you know what? I'm just going to sign you out and sign in MattyFastWheels@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Matty Fast Wheels.
That's what it was.
Because he's a fixie biker, bro. He is an asshole.
He's an
absolute
asshole.
There's nothing redeeming about his character. It's bad.
No, dude, he tries to save the girl.
Yeah, only to get his dick wet.
Yeah.
No, he means the other girl.
The other girl.
Oh.
Yeah.
What is her name?
He moves the bitcoins, you know, so the other girl has to be released.
Yeah.
Hey, you know why? You know why?
Because he's a fucking hero.
Because fucking bitcoins are internet money, dude.
Yeah, you bro. Know that? What do you even know about Bitcoin?
Yeah. Do you even internet? Look at how I Skype. Look at my quick keys.
Yeah. Oh, he was a king with those quick keys, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think this movie's fucked. Like from the get go, right? But there are things about it
that are more fucked than the rest. Because don't you dare say there's anything good about this.
Well,
because there's not.
Here's what I would tell you from a tech standpoint. They don't get it all wrong.
Push your glasses up if you're going to talk stupid like that.
All I'm saying is that what they're doing within the scope of the computing world
could be worse.
It's not like unfathomable with shit.
Well,
the shit
right.
They were doing.
I mean, we've seen it before. I mean, wait, are you talking about like the hackery stuff or filming through the?
Well, the hackery stuff is, and here's also the thing. Like, the first film relied heavily on the paranormal,
which was at least interesting.
Right. It was, and it was, you know, it was interesting too because it relied on the character's guilt. And the secrets they kept from each other, and that they were back, you know, double crossing each other and backstabbing each other, and there was people cheating on each other, all sorts of shit.
Yeah, this movie had no weight. No. If we're talking, you know, those same.
It tried to up the stakes to a secret society type thing, which is like backfired. Like you said, jump the shark.
It was even weird too. Like so, the lesbian couple when they announce their engagement, and then like the hacker shows their previous. like recordings, like there wasn't anything in there of substance. There wasn't anything like, oh, like we hate all of our friends, fuck them all.
Yeah,
like there wasn't anything like that. It was just like,
oh, I'm so sad that your family doesn't approve, but I'm even more sad that my mom is dying. Who fucking cares? Are you trying to get me to empathize with you? Because I don't,
right,
at all.
Yeah.
I mean,
I already don't care about that lesbian couple. Like, mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck about them. And her whole story about her mom, like, being close to death, I'm like, yeah, so what, dude?
Yeah, everybody fucking
everybody's
dies.
Got somebody who's fucking dying.
Deal with it. Some of us wish our family would die faster than others. Just putting that out there. But you know what? You're all fucking hung up about it. Your mom's got cancer. She's dying in the ICU. And instead of being there by her side, you're having fucking game night with your friends on the internet.
Right.
Fuck you.
Well, and what also, I mean, it's also interesting to me is that, so she, at some point, she's got a choice between her mom and her new fiance. It's like, why wouldn't that choice be instant for
yeah.
you?
Yeah. Oh, my mom's going to die. I'm about to start the rest of my life with the woman I love. Easy choice. Put my mom out of her suffering, please. Save the girl that I
yeah,
love.
Yeah, there's zero, please. For me, there's zero question about what happens there.
Are these guys made of internet? Are they walking? Are they walking fucking EMPs? What is going on with them?
Oh, I like that. So yeah, what Matt's referring to for the listeners, every time these guys show up, the killers,
the Sharons,
the Sharons, which I thought it was cool. They did some thematic thing. It doesn't matter about the movie, but least they tried some
shit. The Greek mythology stuff was at least.
Try something.
Something.
Yeah. Like, they Googled something to put in the script. Look at Matt shake his head.
It had, like George said, it had no weight. It didn't fucking matter that they were, you know, the ferrymen to the land of the dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, unless they're, like, metaphorically leading people to the land
what
of the dead.
What I mean, when that happened, I got kind of a peak of hope. Like, maybe this will go somewhere interesting. And it didn't. But. You know, I got a little bit interested for a few seconds.
I think my biggest issue with it is that it is an Unfriended 2. It's just another movie.
Yeah.
It's
sure.
It's they have this script that's about a secret society and, you know, and
it's a bad episode of Black Mirror, like a really bad.
Yeah. Yep. Because Unfriended, at least, you know, the whole Laura Barnes thing, like, at least you could buy into, like, okay, she's a malevolent spirit exacting her revenge.
And then you find out why she's so angry.
And this one is basically like the Belko experiment with computers. And it's like, fuck, man, I don't, sure. like, I don't, first off, I don't give a fuck about anybody. Mm-hmm. Like, this main character is... fucking is an unlikable asshole.
I hated his face too. Like,
you're talking about he had the two zits on the top of his nose.
I didn't even realize that because every
realism,
time
bro,
all I saw was a giant fucking target
it's
that I wanted to punch.
Cinema verite. It's like Italian art film with it shows his acne.
Cinema very shit.
Cinema very shit. Damn. Yeah.
I talked into my watch during the movie. I had to talk to it like six different times to get it to understand what I was saying. Yeah. When I was telling George, I fucking hate this movie already. After like 20 minutes.
Sad face. Yeah, and his relationship with what's her name?
Amaya. She's the best thing. Oh, it was very
was
good.
I thought he was so fucking unbelievable.
I thought he was because she's fine and he looks like
well,
that.
Well, no,
fucking,
no. I just think the whole bit where
he looks like Dennis written. From Always Sunny if he had Down
Here's
syndrome.
The thing. They're trying to do two things, right? They're trying to do this whole bit where they've been dating for a while, but he's unwilling to learn, you know, to really focus on sign language, and he's not pulling his weight in the relationship, and blah 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 blah, right? But at the same time, he's working on this software to be able to communicate with her a little bit easier, and blah 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 blah. And the biggest fucking problem is that it's like you can't have it both ways. This relationship can't be brand new where you guys are figuring, you know, this whole death thing out. And it also can't be, you're the love of my life, I want to spend the rest of my life with you. It can't be fucking both. And and that's the, for me, like, when I'm watching, I go, first off, I hate your guts.
Yep.
Your girlfriend's hot.
Yep.
That's it. That's all I got from that.
I was not invested in any of them at all. And honestly, at the beginning, I thought he was just some creeper that was trying to get at her, you know, like... He's like, oh, Amaya's going to love this. And he's got a playlist called Amaya. Literally, the only playlist he has is called
Amaya. That's how it felt to me, too.
And it's, yeah, right? Like, yeah. He's just some fucking creep that's obsessed with this girl. And then he even has this video on his laptop that he watches longingly called the Hike That Started It All.
The Day Everything Changed or some
shit.
Hike, yeah,
The Hike changed. That Changed Everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'm thinking that's going to be
where she left him.
Yes, because he stopped it with like 20 or 30 seconds left in the video. And I'm like, okay, he's going to propose to her and she's going to like leave or something. No, it's just like, oh, we're out for a hike and then we fucking stare at each other with googly eyes and then I stop it 20 seconds before it ends.
Yeah.
And I thought we were going to see that last 20 seconds later and it was going to be like, oh man, you're such a better lay than your sister or something like that. And nothing. There's no payoff.
Yeah, there was no everything changes. It's just it's the same shit.
To address what you were saying a few minutes ago, he was asking if they were made of internet. Because they every time these the guys the Sharons show up, these killer guys, they scramble it scrambles them on the computer screen.
Right.
So I don't know. I'm not a tech guy, so I was actually gonna ask you, is there something people can do to scramble them on
on
surveillance imagery like Predator and shit?
It's them, their voice, and everything else on the camera.
Yeah, the stuff they're doing in this film is fucking unbelievable. Like there's no kernel of truth. Yeah, I mean, if somebody can crack into your computer, maybe you could fuck with like passwords and whatnot and steal info, but all of this, like, you know, when he's typing and then the things get deleted after he types them, like, that's all, it's all horseshit.
And that shit was on Facebook, so that shit is all saved and sold forever. Because you're the product.
Hey, if it's for free, then you're the product, my dude.
You wonder why Facebook is for free, but we all have it and we all use that motherfucker The fucking guy,
he's feeling it.
Who was bitching about how Facebook and Twitter are free because you're the product and they're selling all
is
of you
on Facebook.
Has videos posted on Facebook. I'm tired of all you sheeple. Here's my new internet video, episode 323.
Yeah.
And he's got a YouTube account. Guess who owns YouTube? Google. Guess what Google owns? Every fucking thing that you do.
You know what the fucking worst thing about this movie is?
That somebody made it.
Well,
and released
beyond
it.
That.
And we kind of paid for it.
Is there anything that could be less fun than playing Cards Against Humanity over Skype?
And how the fuck do you do that? Because you would all have to have either you all split one setup.
You'd all have to buy a fucking Cards Against Humanity box.
If you and I both get the card that says some goddamn peace and quiet and we play it at the same time, who fucking wins?
Who farted?
I played the card first, so
I played
I
it better.
Some, I
well, and that's the thing too. Like you're already giving yourself away in terms of like who played what card. That's half the fun.
Yeah.
Of Cards Against Humanity. Have you played this game?
Yeah.
So I mean,
just recently I had heard about it for a while. I played it a few times the last couple of months. It's a fun game.
Yeah. Well, not in this way. Not playing it over Skype.
No, it makes no. It's fucking.
It takes all the tension
retarded.
Out of the game.
You have to let the joke land itself, so you can realize if it's funny or not. If I know, like, oh, George played it, then like, oh, you know what? Fuck George. He didn't bring any chips over tonight. Like, fuck him. I'm not gonna pick his card. I'm gonna pick Rhett's card. Because fuck George.
He made a baby fucking joke.
Yeah.
He's out.
No, I would pick your joke then.
I know.
Well, I mean, I have a hard time. I guess people do this. Again, I summed some of that up to a generational thing. I have never talked to multiple people on Skype simultaneously like that. Never would, but that's...
Never would? No way, no how.
Well, maybe for a job or something. I don't know.
I don't think I've ever talked to more than one person on Skype.
We have.
Have we?
Yes.
Oh.
I know it happens. That's what I mean.
The guy with the inflated sense of self-worth.
Yep. That's true. Fuck that guy
in
particular. He probably likes this movie.
Who?
He probably had a
hand in this movie. We'll tell you later.
This isn't Esketit, is it?
No.
This guy could never Esketit.
He is, no.
This movie didn't Esket what was good about the first one either.
No, that's true. Yeah, I mean, all of the charm of the first movie is deflated.
It's gone.
This movie has no charm. I think that's the biggest thing is that like you go into this thing, you're like, all right, Laura Barnes, let's see what you can do. And yet... You get this fucking convoluted Illuminati fucking, you know, this bullshit plot that there's people betting on who's going to die and how and when.
You don't find that out until the end.
And so what I found out is that this movie has actual multiple endings.
Yeah.
Depending on what theater you go to and what region you're in.
It's just sad that they both fucking suck.
So I got the ending, and I wonder if you guys got any different ones. I got the ending where Homeboy is in the coffin.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
I didn't get that one.
I got the one where it has the guys on top of everything, overseeing everything.
So I just read about that alternate ending.
So I got the alternate ending?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where did you go?
Grossmont.
Okay. I went to the Fashion Valley.
Yeah.
See, it's still doing... I'm not talking about the movie being good. They are fucking trying new shit here, though.
The different ending thing?
Yeah.
I mean, it's
something people have talked about forever. I'm sure it's not the first time.
Because half of the fun of watching a movie is being able to talk to your friends about it. And the finale of the movie is often a large talking point.
No, I agree. I think it's the beginning of, they're going to start messing with formats as things go on.
I think that's a good, I think it's a good idea. I think this whole like different ending thing is probably a good idea. Like if they can pull it off successfully, I think it's fine. Like,
okay, so tell me about this alternate, because I just know what I've read, because I didn't get that ending.
So the ending that I got, and spoilers, if you're going to watch this movie, like...
Don't.
I mean, I guess...
I mean, you could literally go on Wikipedia, that's right.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so the ending that I got is... They decide to meet up where their first kiss was. Are you with it so far?
So he didn't actually tell her that in the movie, in our movie, but he referenced it at the end. So go ahead and I'll explain it.
So he is able to communicate to her like first kiss location. Like that's where he wants to meet.
Is that, that's what he's doing with the sign language?
Right.
First okay. kiss. Yeah. I didn't get that because they didn't fucking translate it and I don't speak sign language.
Right. And so he shows up and there's a grave that's dug. He walks up to the grave. Somebody comes up behind him, hits him with a shovel, and then it cuts, right? And then the shit that happens in there doesn't really matter. Amaya shows up, and the grave is covered over, and she tries to call him. And he wakes up in the grave like, oh, fuck, where am I? Where am I? Ugh. He puts her on video, and... can't hold the phone far enough away from his mouth.
I'm sure he gets reception underground.
Right. And I will say this. The scene of him caught in the coffin underground triggered some claustrophobia in me real good. Like I was like, fuck. But it always does. Like all that kind of stuff like gets me real good. So she calls him and can't communicate with him because first he can't sign, she can't read his lips, and that's basically where it cuts to the ending where you see the pan out to the computers, and that's
okay. That's, so we got the pan out to the computers,
right?
So in, I'm assuming Rhett had the same ending as me. In this ending, he's like riding his bike to get to the train station. Oops, is that me? That is me. He's riding his bike to get to the train station. And then he gets a call from Amaya, and she's like in this darkened, kind of construction-y looking place. And she goes, I'm here. Should I go inside? And he goes, you're where? And she goes, the building. And he goes, what building? And he says, I told you to go to my house. And she says, no, you sent me a new address.
You gave me a PIN code.
You sent me a PIN. And like they hack... They hack into his papaya software and send videos of him signing, go inside the building. So she goes, okay, I'm going in. And he's like, no, don't go in the building. And so she goes in the building, and it's the building where you see somebody walk in and put the can of food
and then
earlier,
that girl runs over. Yeah.
So it's that building. And she's standing there looking like John Travolta in that fucking Pulp Fiction gif.
What?
And then... some guy walks up behind her covered in internet and then like grabs her, and then it cuts out. They ban Amaya from the video chat, and then it goes back to him, and he's on his fucking bike in the middle of the street. And it says like, should Matthias live? yes or no. And there's a poll that's going out and something like 10,000 people vote on this poll in 90 seconds. And then it reveals the results and everybody says no. And then a van runs him over instantly.
Yeah.
And then a guy gets out of the van and it's one of the fucking...
Is he internet-y?
Yeah, one of the internet guys.
It pulls
guys.
Back on a... There's a screen. It shows a bunch of screens with all these different people looking at the results that are involved.
And that's basically the same.
And that's the same last shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only other difference... the only other ending I heard was that there was an ending with Erica that was involved. Like,
So she's in this one too. Like when
does she pull something out of her head?
Yeah, dude. Oh, you didn't get to see that? That was so fucking bad. So
No, I did see it. That's what I was wondering if that
okay,
was any
yeah,
different.
Okay, yeah. Where she's got this terrible looking makeup on her head and then she like touches it and then it starts bleeding. Like that was fucking, because it looked like she got hit in the head with a hammer.
Well, so what it
and
was,
she's
is
got like a little circle.
Trepanation.
Yeah, there were
you mentioned that shit
stuff.
Like a month ago. Yeah. Trepanation. Yeah, I'm watching the movie, I'm like, well, this movie sucks, but we have some shit synchronizing here.
Yeah, that's we got cool. some synchronicity.
But they didn't actually do. They didn't actually do that. That wasn't from the trepanation, because the guy who kidnapped her and had Amaya, whose laptop it was, said, I just bashed her on the head. She'll wake up and just think it's a robbery. Ah. So that's where she got bashed on the head. And it was totally circular, looking like it was done with a hammer. And then she like touches it and all of a sudden it starts bleeding.
Right.
Like it looked like it was just a giant bruise and almost like she ripped a bunch of skin
off. That trepanation bit, I was, and I wanted to talk about more specifically those two things. The trepanation thing that basically led to nowhere.
Yep.
And... also, dude, for a rated R film, this shit had no balls.
There was nothing in
it. I mean...
what was the most graphic thing in
it? There was nothing. It was rated R for language.
There was no nudity. Yeah. There was no nudity at all. Like, what? The most bloody thing, I think, was when Erica touches her forehead and starts bleeding from her head.
That was it. That's what I mean. Not only was there no invention, like, with the deaths, like we were talking about way earlier... like there we didn't even see most of the deaths.
Right.
Like we didn't see anything. And then like when the videos that he's perusing on the computer of these victims, so where'd you get those videos? Some dark shit. It showed a girl like laying in a thing. It showed someone in a barrel with their eyeball like looking through a hole.
Very
like,
much alive.
Yeah, very alive. Like I mean, it implies dark things, but it wasn't.
That's what I was also wanting to talk about too. The rest of the movie notwithstanding, I think that if they had like...
maybe they were trying to make it PG-13 initially or something.
Something fucked up. If they had, and we've, you know, our fucking thing, if they had really taken it there, if they had spent a little bit more time with those videos, instead of like cutting away when, you know, obviously like somebody's getting acid poured on them or something. If you actually...
oh, I can't watch this. I can't watch this.
If you actually would have seen that stuff... would have made the movie
much more uncomfortable.
Much more uncomfortable, yeah. And
like
at least
a horror movie.
A little bit more.
Because you know what we all remember from the first one? The hand in the fucking blender.
The fucking blender.
Yeah.
Like that's that and the girl shitting her pants. That's really all anybody remembers from the first
one. A rated R film, this rated R strictly because of the language, is bullshit.
A rated R horror film, yeah. Yeah. It's not Goodfellas.
Well, it's not fucking
wait a
Pulp,
minute. What am I saying? Like Goodfellas is way more graphically
violent. It's not Pulp Fiction, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
You know, like I have a lot of fucking pet peeves about this movie, but one of the biggest ones where I said it insulted my intelligence is where they take
and there's
the
not
mouse,
much intelligence to insult, am I right?
They take the mouse and they hover the mouse over like everything they want you to look at.
Right.
Like,
oh, that's good.
It's like trepanation. Let's hover over this a few times, and then let me explain what it is. Oh, let me, instead of just deleting this girl's login, let me hover over it so I can show you that it's not my login.
Show it that it's different. You know what they were trying to do is in the first one, if you remember. In the first one, when they would do that thing where she was typing, would type out a sentence and then delete it and then type it out again and then delete it, they were trying to give you some exposition there. And it worked really well for what they were doing because like you would be like, well, I don't really feel like shit, something really happened. Like that stuff was more effective to me. This mouse hovering over bullshit was like, fuck, man, what are you doing here?
You know what? I'm going to keep talking. I'm going to look and see if it was the same people that. Well, it's not the same director. Let's see. Co-produced.
Cisco.
Written by Nelson Greaves.
Familiar. I don't know who that is, though.
I don't either.
So it was written and directed by Steven Susco. The original was written by Nelson Greaves and directed by Leo Gab. I don't even fucking know. But so it had a different writer, a different director.
So what's crazy about this guy, Steven Susco, is he's been involved with some pretty decent stuff. He wrote the screenplay for The Grudge, wrote The Grudge 2, wrote the screenplay for Red, wrote the story.
Who's Red?
It was that Bruce Willis. It's a Bruce Willis movie,
right? The retired.
He's like a hitman.
Mercenary CIA people. Yeah. John Malkovich, Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
Based on the comic.
I mean, he's been involved with some stuff. I mean,
it sounds like maybe he just got fucking stuck in his writing process and tried to do too much with this and took a paycheck.
See, but much like The Grudge, he took a good movie that was already written and bastardized it.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean Ju-on? No, that's not Ju-on. That's Ring.
No. Ju-on is The Grudge.
Is it The Grudge? Oh, okay.
Ringu.
Oh, it's Ringu. What a fucking idiot I am. Shit. Yeah, man. We've often talked about it. We've often talked about these movies that, like, they're all fucking no cum. Yeah. Like, this is basically... This
one can't even get its dick hard to fuck.
No, it's pretty flaccid the whole time.
It sits there in the bathtub and just flops it and talks about how pathetic it is.
Just got this shitty little fucking dick.
Shitty little button dick.
I'll say this again. Like, for me, the movie sucks. I think it's one of those movies that is a bridge to something else. Like, it's like part of...
To people asking their money back?
No. Yeah, that too, probably. But yeah, my theater, by the way, I never really go off that either, especially, you know, like, for instance, when we watched Hereditary, I could tell my theater didn't like it, and I was like, fuck you guys. Because I had the same experience with Mother, because it was like, fuck you guys. Like, whatever, you don't, you know. You don't need to boo this movie. You could boo fucking Transformers. You're not going to do that, though. Right?
Oh, you could boo the shit out of this movie.
Right, right. And they did. There were people booing. I ended up seeing a 1040 showing. It was full of teenagers, which was really fun, actually. Because they were yelling
teenagers
at this.
Teenagers even hated it.
Yeah. Well, because its target audience was not having it.
Well, it's
approval rating, too, if you look on
the crazy thing is that who is the target audience for this? Because it's not teenagers. None of these fucking people were...
Those
were
like college kids.
Were teen slanted.
It doesn't matter because it's a Blumhouse movie, so that means it was made for next to nothing. $1 million budget already has made $3.5 million in 4 days, 3 days.
Which, still is probably... It's not a home run like the Purge series and whatnot. But still, it's going to be...
It's already in the opening weekend. It's made almost quadruple its money.
After its marketing and all that.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say, man. Like, I don't want to, like, get too far into the circle jerk of, like, you know, fuck this movie, fuck anybody who's involved with it. But, like...
Fuck this movie and fuck everyone who's involved with it.
Again, who the fuck is this movie for? It's clearly not for horror fans because there is no teeth.
This movie is not a good movie. Blumhouse. It's not a good horror movie. Even more, it's certainly not a good.
It's for Blumhouse to make a profit.
But I don't necessarily think that because it's a Blumhouse movie. Like, Blumhouse was pretty well known for making great horror films. Like,
right, but now they're pretty well known for putting out movies that cost next to nothing that are going to make more than their money back in the opening weekend, and they're a success.
I'm sure we're gonna get a ration of shit from people that actually like this movie.
Well, of course, because there's idiots everywhere.
And I kind of get the feeling like maybe we're being a little too hard on it.
I don't think we're being hard enough on it.
Oh, wait. Oh, okay. I'm going to temper that a little bit. Because I'm saying stuff to point out the pros, and not just the pros, but what I thought was interesting about the movie.
Right.
I like a star rating still, right? If I went off a 4-star scale, I'd give this movie half a star or a star. Let me make that fucking clear. I just think as a person who likes film, like what it's, not what this movie's doing, but the things that it's moving towards, which some other film will fucking capitalize on.
Right.
You mean the first version of this movie?
Yeah.
That already capitalized on it and did it so much better?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I think...
The fact they even made a sequel, though. And then now they're doing this alternate ending thing. I think it's not going to be long before we go in a movie and you have people interacting with the film with some kind of... Right. With their phone. Is probably...
I think...
I don't think we're far from
that. They did that with The Devil Inside, where they cut the movie out of fucking nowhere. I think it was The Devil Inside. And then they're like... oh, to see what happens, go to this website. And people were furious.
Like, of course.
I went and I that movie, I watched the whole movie and I demanded my money back. I'm like, I didn't even get an ending. I got told to go to a fucking website. Give me my money.
Here's the thing that I would like, if I was to be, you know, sofa chair director, that I would probably change.
So fucking retarded.
The whole premise is bad for this.
I think if you take away all of the internet-y, like the internet people stuff, where, you know, they're walking in frame and they get all fuzzy and shit. Like, if you take that pseudo paranormal stuff out, you saw way more of the kills. Like, let's lean into that shit.
Well, yeah, especially if your characters suck.
Yeah.
Because then at least the whole audience can be misanthropic and want these fuckers to get killed.
Right.
Oh, I mean, I wanted them to get killed. But then,
like Friday the 13th. And those characters suck. But you're like, yeah.
Wait, how many people do we have? We have the Asian girl, the guy with the palm tree hair, the guy that's in London, the lesbian couple, Amaya, and fucking dick face. So dick face gets run over by a van, which was pretty well in George's case. He gets buried alive. Amaya, just in your movie, she gets away, she lives, just gets angry and walks off.
Yeah, I mean, unless I miss something, unless there's a stinger
in ours, she got grabbed, and assuming she's dead, but you don't find out.
Yeah. When I was driving over here, it was inconclusive exactly what happened to her, but
the Asian girl gets
suicided.
Why is she on the roof in the first place? Like, it's almost like she's mind controlled because she's standing on the edge of the roof and then somebody pushes her off. But it happens like the impact, it's somebody's recording it on a cell phone. So, of course, when it's most important, the fucking phone isn't pointed at the body.
Right.
So there's that. The one girl gets pushed in front of a train, which gets cut off before it actually happens.
Right.
Like, see, and like, assuming one of the Charon died too, because it looked like he was going to get hit by that train.
Yeah.
No, he probably interneted himself away.
The other lesbian girl gets grabbed, I guess, and disappears. Mm-hmm. It's unclear what happens to her. Palm Tree Head gets death by cop, right, which happens in the background.
That scene, I actually thought was effective. There are very few things in this movie that I think that like were well done, but I think that scene in particular was a highlight.
The actual death by cop, or
I was
how
pretty
it got
checked
to that
out
point.
Honestly, by that time I was just
especially because the 911 call was like, you know, I'm sick and tired of all you idiots. I'm going to take my stockpile of weapons and go downtown and have some fun. You know, like, added up.
The reason why is that, like, what that scene did wasn't too far out of reality. Like,
the movie's making a good case for not doing anything fucking illicit over the internet.
Right.
I get
that. You could conceivably put something together that had that. I mean, I liked it because there's a lot of shit that's going on right now. Well, not now, but I don't know if you remember, like, 5 or 6 months ago, there was a lot of, like, that one person who actually got killed.
All the swatting.
From, you know, a swatting incident. So I thought that of all of the scenes, there was no, like, internet-y shit. Like, there wasn't a guy in the background, you know, full of internet. Like, it was just a guy who was probably, like, on a keyboard somewhere, like, right, that could do it properly.
I mean, somebody could probably cut together us saying some pretty gnarly shit.
The sound of, like, the shotgun, like, you know, being loaded and all that stuff, I thought that was better done than anything else in the
you
film.
You mean the shotgun sound effect where the guy was listening on his headphones the whole fucking time, but the sound effect was loud enough that the cops that were upstairs while he was in the basement could be heard?
Well, what I think they did, what they were saying is they were playing it through his new speaker that he just got.
Even though his headphones were plugged in.
Well, I don't know, man. The internet.
Mm. So the hackers disabled his headphones.
Yeah. I don't know. Of all the things that happened in that movie, I think that was probably the least offensive.
You know, another thing.
Personally.
Another thing that bugged me is the fact that the guy had just stolen the laptop, and instantly all of his friends are located. There's people like at all of his friends' houses, including the one in London. So is this just showing that like they have a network across the whole world and their numbers are so vast that they could be anywhere at any time within a matter of seconds?
I think that's what they're trying to say.
Yeah. There's thousands of them.
Yeah.
This is me rolling my eyes.
You could hear it.
Yeah.
I mean, so there's nothing for you redeemable. There is,
other than Amaya, no.
Okay.
She was very
And we already know kind of where you stand, where you're like, there's concepts there that are interesting.
Well, yeah, just ideas of what it could do. That, yeah.
Yeah.
And just like the development of like the medium, really. Not about this fucking movie, but just like where we're at with communication technology.
Right.
And how the movie is a product of that. I'm thinking of it like fucking sociology, basically, at this point. But that's what I had to do. Because I was not engaged in the movie.
Yeah, you seemed like you were pretty checked out from like midpoint.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, did y'all go see it together? Oh,
wait, no. I just in terms of what he's like.
Oh, yeah. I was listening to, you know, I was noticing the theater. I was thinking about like the generational thing. I was looking at this every way, but like the film making sense or anything like that. I was like, no, it does not.
Yeah, I think I think for me the biggest failing is that they moved away from the paranormal stuff. I think if they had kept with that,
sure,
we may have had something, or really lean into it, like show us more kills, fuck all that internet cloaky stuff, and you know, open the veil on the secret society a little bit more.
I think it could be salvageable, just this franchise too. I don't it doesn't need to be, but you know, there's been a lot of shitty part twos,
so
they really have for horror movies.
Yeah.
There's been an idea that I've been toying with for a while.
Uh-oh.
I wanted to start writing haikus for every movie we saw.
Okay, you got one?
I got one.
That's a great idea.
Wow.
Stolen laptop leads to 90 minutes of shit. Don't watch this movie.
Jesus.
There you go. There's my haiku for Unfriended Dark Web.
All right. Well, that's...
Count the syllables. 575.
I think that's a pretty resounding do not recommend from the Who Goes There podcast. I mean...
Absolutely not.
I wouldn't watch it.
I did, but I wouldn't watch it again.
I wouldn't... If you like the first one, don't watch it. Yeah. If you haven't watched the first one... Don't watch it.
It's certainly not going to. Yeah. It'll make you not want to watch the first one.
And the first one is thoroughly enjoyable. And by comparison, is like a great film.
Yeah.
It's a great fucking movie compared to it. Yeah.
I'm actually looking forward to watching The Gallows just to get this bad taste out of my mouth.
Wow.
Dude, have you seen The Gallows?
I know you asked me last time. I know it must be really special.
It's a son of a bitch, dude.
Like, we used to say we were gallows mad when a movie sucked.
Now it's Unfriended.
Now
mad.
I'm dark web mad.
Dark web mad.
He's dark web. He's gone full dark web.
He's gone full dark, full Thanos. Full Thanos.
Dark web mad.
All right.
Get shitty.
Well, that's the Who Goes There podcast for Unfriended Dark Web. Don't watch it. Matt Smith.
Yeah, buddy.
What's the links, dude?
You can find us on pretty much every social media platform, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitch are all Who Goes There podcast, and Twitter and Letterboxd are at Who Goes There Pod.
Cool.
You can find George on Bumble.
Yeah.
You can find
Grindr.
You can find George on Grindr. You can find me and my wife on Tinder.
Please do.
Please do.
Let's get this motherfucker laid.
Don't make me waste more boner pills.
You find Rhett on
I don't know.
We here right now for the moment.
Yeah.
Well, he's Instagramming like a motherfucker these days.
Yeah.
Wow.
I just started on Instagram.
You sure did.
Check this out, okay? I only have like 60 posts, okay? And thus far it's like 200 followers, okay?
Jesus.
So let me give you my stats. I'm just kidding.
No, I would deny it. All right. Well, that's it for episode 173. Hopefully next week we'll have washed this taste out of our mouth.
We have ghost stories.
Ghost stories coming up. So
watch that.
Watch that.
Because if we hate it, you're going to want to know why.
It's finally out for streaming. So check it out before we talk about it, because I feel like it might be a little spoiler heavy.
I feel.
My feelings. That's it. We're done. This is Jorge signing out.
This is Matt.
This is Rhett.
That's how you do
it. That was better.
Was that much? That was better?
That's yeah. Cool, because all you're saying is your name.
Yeah. There was no emphasis on really any syllable, so...
All right, idiots, I hate your guts. Bye.
I'm not gonna worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever gonna be all right, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this room.